97.7 DJX.
All right, so yesterday we had a group therapy where we were talking about this gentleman who reached out to us. He was wondering if he was getting himself into trouble if he accepted this date for drinks with a female coworker who's leaving. Apparently they had a good friendly relationship there at work, and you know, at the going away lunch, she was just like, "Hey, can't wait to see more of you." And he's like, how? And she's like, "No, really." And so then reaches back out and says, "Hey, how about some drinks next week? You know, you and I."
And he was like, "I think I can say no if she wants something to happen." And we were all like, "You think?"
Yeah, he was just kind of like, "I don't want to presume or be presumptuous that she's wanting to take it there." But obviously he had the thought. So,
well, yes, and we were all presuming the same thing, and that's why we were like, nope.
So, late last night, got an update, and it says, "Hey, Ben and Kelly, wow. I kind of figured what the responses would be, but I had no idea I'd be labeled a cheater with loose morals and an awful human being."
Well, there's just a couple of people that went there. We were all going there. We were just saying, "Hey, be careful, dude."
And I don't think anybody said he was an awful human being.
No, I don't think so either. I think he was just a little emotional in the moment.
He goes on and says, "Maybe that was a wake-up call, and that call rang right inside my brain. After I heard the responses, I made the mistake of reading all the responses on Facebook. I get it, but I'm not a cheater. I never did anything with this person. Yes, there may have been a flirtation, but nothing happened."
Okay, good.
"I decided to text her and tell her that drinks would be a bad idea."
That's good. Mm-hmm. All right. End of story. And we move on, right?
No, there's more.
Okay.
He goes, "She shot right back saying she heard the segment on the radio and knew it was me who wrote in."
Oh, God. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Oh, I just got the little thing in the pit of the stomach.
"I fessed up and admitted it was me, but told her everyone had a point and we shouldn't meet up for drinks."
Okay, this is good.
"She said she understood and asked if a casual lunch would be okay because she'd hate to lose contact with me."
Uh-huh.
"I told her we could if I could bring my wife."
Good one. Yes, that was another thing we mentioned.
Yeah, so far this guy is sounds like he's listened.
He listened. Yes, yeah. He listened. He took our advice.
Yeah, hang on. I lost my place. I told her we could if I could bring my wife. But she doubled down saying she wasn't going to try anything and wanted to just grab lunch and that plenty of people get lunch. We're just going to get lunch and talk.
About what, though? Things that can't be talked about in front of his wife?
So he finishes up saying, "I'll tell her in person that she's been a good work friend, but we should leave it at that. I love my wife and I'm not a cheater, but I feel like I owe it to her to tell her to her face. Thanks for the help." So
are we having lunch then to tell her to her face?
It sounds like he is meeting her for lunch.
Okay.
I think that's bad.
I don't think it's a great idea either.
Yeah, I think he needed to just end it. Like, he had the opportunity. She was persistent, and then he was like, okay, we'll meet for lunch. Because then, you know, lunch, it's like, hey, oh my gosh, they look at that. They have half-price margaritas here at lunch.
Half-price margaritas? Oh, wow. Listen, she heard the segment. She knew how passionately we were all against that, and she's still persisting.
Man.
So that's not great. That's not great. I appreciate he is sticking to his guns, and he's trying to be nice with the work friend.
Yeah.
But I feel as though, like, he should understand, like, he's put it out there, and work friend should respect that and be like, all right, well, good luck. Bye-bye then.
Yeah, I got to be honest. Like, there are a lot of times when, I'll be great, friends with people here at work, but, like, the minute they leave work, I'm like, I'll never see you again.
You're not meeting people for lunch?
Like, bye-bye. Like, I mean, it's just like, I don't know. I mean, it's not like, you know, cut a bee or anything like that. But
right.
It's just like, I don't see you around anymore. So it's just like, okay. You know, like, I don't have any reason to, like, get in touch with you anymore. So,
okay. Now, I go and occasionally meet former coworkers for lunch, but it's not like that.
Well, are they dudes?
There was never a flirtation. There was never anything like that.
All right.
To
so
the relationship.
All right. Well, anyways, hopefully lunch just is lunch. Everybody who is texting in right now is saying, sounds like it's a horrible idea. Sound like the work friend is a work hoe. Does his wife know about the lunch? Horrible idea.
Yeah.
I mean, okay. So, you know, let us know if we can be of any more help that you can completely ignore our advice. All right.
And if there were any half price margaritas at lunchtime.
Yeah. All right. That's group therapy.
Margs. Let's get a couple margs for old time's sake.
On 99.7.